Funny Girl debuted on Broadway nearly 60 years ago, making a star out of a young Barbara Streisand. On Sunday, the show, a fictionalized account of the life of comedian Fanny Brice, opens in a new production starring Beanie Feldstein. Jeff London reports.
I don't think there's another musical that is as well known and also as unknown than Funny Girl.
That's Michael Mayer, who's directing the new production. Perhaps the biggest reason the show hasn't been revived on Broadway in 58 years is that it, and the much better-known movie, were centered around the singular talent that is Barbara Streisand. Lots of names were bandied about to play Fanny Brice in the original production. Mary Martin, Anne Bancroft, Carol Burnett. But composer Julie Stein went down to a nightclub in Greenwich Village and became enchanted with Streisand, he recounted in a radio interview in 1970.
I think I went there 14 nights in a row. Just knocked me out. And here I am in the middle of writing this score. And I hear this voice. And I said, I must have this voice.
Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade?
It was an alchemical thing that while they were making it, they were also creating, with Barbara, the Barbara of legend.
Director Michael Mayer again.
So the show was continually becoming more and more about Barbara's own personal story and less about Fanny Brice.
Mayer grew up with grandparents who regaled him with stories about seeing Fanny Brice perform in the Ziegfeld Follies, doing unapologetically Jewish shtick.
She knew she didn't look like the other girls. She knew she didn't sound like them.
And Brice became one of the highest paid and best known entertainers on Broadway. So while Michael Mayer was familiar with Fanny Brice, he'd only seen Funny Girl once and thought it fell apart in the second act. When he was asked to do a revival in London 7 years ago, he enlisted playwright Harvey Fierstein to do revisions.
The point of my job was to give you the Funny Girl of your memory, even though it's almost got nothing to do with it.
Fierstein's revisions gave more focus in the second act to the disintegrating marriage between Fanny Brice and con artist Nick Arnstein, giving their relationship more heft.
We put back in two songs from elsewhere, and we took out a little here and reused something else and gave it more modern motivations.
Fanny is being played by Beanie Feldstein, who's best known for the film Booksmart and for playing Monica Lewinsky on TV. Director Michael Mayer says she has a sensibility for the times.
She felt very modern and fresh and Jewish and hilariously funny and a brilliant actress and a lovely singer and unlikely but fantastic dancer.
Listen, I've got 36 expressions. Sweet as pie to tough as leather. And that's 6 expressions more than all them Barrymores put together.
I mean it quite genuinely when I say this is like my dreams coming true. This is my lifelong dream.
Beanie Feldstein says she watched Funny Girl on a continuous loop when she was a small child. So much so that she begged her mother for a Funny Girl-themed birthday party when she was 3. And she's all in for the revised version, which was changing even a week before opening night.
Those songs are in your soul, but as far as the character and the story and the script, and certainly because Harvey had done so much work on it and was going to continue to do so much work on it, I wanted to approach it with brand new eyes and as if we were creating a brand new story.
But first, be a person who needs people.
But even with a revised script, Feldstein notices something as soon as the music starts.
We have a group of people that sing along, know every word, have loved it for almost 60 years.
Which makes her feel like one of the luckiest people in the world. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.